for years, and I appreciate him. I appreciate his sensitivity and his tenderness to God. And many times I'll just watch him just worshiping while I'm worshiping, but I'll catch a glance, and he's just him and Jesus are in some very special place connecting, and I really appreciate that sincerity. So we love you, Brother Steve. Come and minister to us today. Let's make him feel welcome as he comes.
Circleville on Father's Day, and I was up here, and I said, well, you got the B team, the Bulldog team, so it fits. Oh, hallelujah, a miracle can happen, a miracle can happen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Such a small part of this. Every time I think about getting up here, I want to take myself and just set myself aside. Take the flesh out of it and just be a conduit. And with the songs and the words that have been, you know, you wonder, I've been up since 2:30 this morning, just laying in bed and going over verses and just laying there and preaching to myself. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, let there be miracles in the house today. Lord, we're trusting you and believing in you. Hallelujah. Give me the words to speak. Give the people the ears to hear and the faith to receive and act upon it. In Jesus' name, you can be seated. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. A miracle can happen. Hearts are mended. Grace extended. One of these days, I may go electronic. Don't count on it. Ah, here we go. Acts. Everybody gets excited when they hear Acts. Acts of the Apostles. Birth of the Church. Miracles. Acts chapter 16. I'm going to start in verse 22. And the multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them in the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. We're talking about Paul and Silas. What was their big crime? Preaching the word of God. What was their big crime? Casting out a demon. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Chains are broken. And at midnight, here we go, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. At midnight, Paul, at the darkest part of the night, they're in the inner prison, they're in the stocks, they're in the chains, but at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. I'm talking about the power of praise today. The power of praise. Pastor talked about praise and worship. Praise changes things. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. That means they weren't quiet about it. They weren't whispering these praises. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open. But that's not all that happened. Everyone's bands were loosed. So the gates were kicked open. The chains were broken. Those things, because they praised at midnight, because they praised in the midst of their problem. They praised in the midst of their trial. They praised in the midst of their trouble. They praised at midnight. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors were open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" It can happen at any time. They're in the middle of their problem. They're in the middle of their trial. They're in the middle of their trouble. And they decided to praise him. They decided to worship him. They decided to exalt him. They decided to lift him up. I know I'm not worthy to praise him, but he's worthy of my praise. No matter what situation I find myself in, no matter what trouble I'm having, no matter if it's financial, if it's physical, whatever it may be, as long as we're living in this world, we're going to have problems. But if I can get this down in my crawl, if I can get this down in my gut, if I can remember to reach down deep in the middle of my problem, I'm going to praise him. That's when praise becomes the sacrifice of praise. It's when I don't feel it that I need to praise him the most. It's when I'm facing that problem, I'm facing that trouble, I'm facing that trial. That's when I reach down. It changes things. It changes things. Praise changes things. Hallelujah. It'll put a spring in your step. It'll put a song on your lips. We may not all carry a good tune, but we can praise him anyways. Hallelujah. From the inside, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him from the sun goes up. I'm going to praise him when the sun goes down. I'm going to praise him at midnight in the midst of my trouble, in the midst of my trial. You're going to praise him. Somebody, you can praise him right now. You can praise brings miracles. Praise opens doors. Praise breaks chains. Praise kicks down gates, knocks down walls. Praise gives you opportunity. Praise gets God's attention. You want to get God's attention? Start praising him in the middle of your trouble. It'll change you. You need a healing in your body? Praise him. We praise him. We praise him for the victory, but we need to praise him before the victory. We praise him for the healing. We need to praise him before the healing. We claim it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By his stripes, we are healed. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. These words aren't just words in a book. This is something to live by. When we get it deep down inside of us, we know that Jesus changes things. He responds to praise. If I want to get your attention and you're at home, I'm going to knock on your door. I'm going to ring your doorbell. Because you inhabit that house. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praise. So what do I want to do? Praise him. I'm going to get his attention. When you inhabit somewhere, that's where you dwell. That's where you live. That's where you stay. You want to get his attention, you go up and knock on his door. Start praising him. Praise him at midnight. He's never on vacation. He's never sleeping. Praise him at midnight. You praise him when you need him. And you praise him when you don't. You praise him because he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of the highest praise. Praise will bring you a miracle. You don't have to wait till an altar call to receive your miracle. You don't have to wait till an altar call to praise him. You don't have to wait till you're in church to praise him. You can worship him and praise him anywhere, in your car, at your job, at your house, no matter where you're at, in the restaurant. You praise him. Hallelujah. I praise him at work all the time. I praise him in the car. I praise him at work. Most people would think, you know, if you're down scrubbing a toilet, you know, that's not really some time you're going to be praising him. That's right. It's all good. But I have found praising him at all times, whether I'm on my knees scrubbing a toilet, he's still worthy. Whether I'm sweeping a floor, he's still worthy. And I found that if I'm down there just close enough to that bowl singing a song, I get a nice reverb out of that bowl. Now, too low, you'll get a gurgle. Now, there's a lesson you don't need to learn more than twice. But I praise him at all times because he's worthy. Praise him at all times because he's worthy no matter what. I'm going to praise him. He puts a whistle. If I'm not singing, I'm whistling. Because I love him and I praise him. I appreciate all that he's done for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah. I just wrote down a few little notes. The sacrifice of praise. Praise is mentioned in the Bible or a form of it 543 times. Over 100 times just in Psalms alone, because the psalmist knew the importance of praise. I'm going to shout with the praise. I'm going to shout with the victory. I'm going to dance before the Lord. David danced before the Lord. I'm going to dance before the Lord. I'm going to praise him, hallelujah, with my voice. I'm going to praise him with my actions. I want my very life to praise him. I brought a visual aid. Uh-oh. See, I think about things better with visual aids. I brought a visual aid. It's special. It's really neat. It's really cool. Because it's in the Bible a lot, this visual aid. This one I've had for over, well, I've had it longer than I've had my kids. And when you see it, you're going to be amazed. Oh, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. And it sits on my fireplace mantle, or the hearth, I should say. And it reminds me of something. Today, it's reminding me of something different, because it's in the Bible. Won't keep you in suspense any longer. Prepare to be amazed. It's a rock. It is a rock. It's a rock from Arizona. But it's a rock. And I read about rocks in the Bible. David used one very effectively. Upon this rock, I will build my church. I mean, rocks are so abundant, we line rivers with them. So We build buildings with them. We use rocks and all these kind of things. But Jesus said, if I don't praise him, that's going to cry out in my place. That rock is going to cry out in my place. I don't know how that works, but if Jesus said it, it's going to happen. I'm not going to let a rock cry out in my place. No rock's going to cry out in my place. We sing that song, never shall a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. So I'm not going to let that rock cry out in my place. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to shout, hallelujah, with a voice of triumph, because that rock is not going to take my place. It's just an inanimate object. It's a rock. But he's worthy. He's so worthy, creation will cry out if I don't. Hallelujah. He is the creator. He's made all that there is. That rock is not taking my place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, yes, Nudy. He's so worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. I stand in awe that he has even taken notice of me. He's my Savior. He's my God. He's our God, but when you make it personal, he's our God. He's our God, but when you make it personal, he's my God. He's my Savior. He's my deliverer. He's my healer. He's my provider. He's all these things for me. Hallelujah. I got to trust him. I have to believe him. Sometimes you'll go through the fire, like the Hebrew kids, the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wouldn't bow down. So they went through the fire. They were willing. They said, even if he doesn't deliver us, we're not bowing down. Even if he doesn't deliver us, we're not bowing down. Heat up the fiery furnace, 7 times hotter than it's ever been. They bound them. They cast them into the fiery furnace. The men who threw them in were killed by the fire because of the heat. Yet Nebuchadnezzar gets up and he looks in there and he goes, wait a minute, how many people did we throw in there? We threw 3 people in there, but I see a 4th one. I see a 4th one. You see, he'll show up in the middle of your trial. He'll show up in the middle of your problem. He'll show up in the middle of your trouble. Praise him. There's power in praise. There's deliverance in praise. We need to get this concept to praise him. I don't have it all together. I don't have it all down, but I I can just learn to praise him no matter where I find myself. To praise him. When the car breaks down, praise him. When the boss yells at you, praise him. When the bills are piling up, praise him. When everything's going wrong, when your kids are bad, praise him. Hallelujah. Pray for him, but praise him. He's worthy of the highest praise. He's worthy of the highest praise. There's no one worthy but him. Hallelujah. He'll come in and he'll deliver you from your problem. He'll deliver you from your trial. He'll deliver you from your trouble. I promise you, every word in this book is true. He's proven his love for me. Hallelujah. When I trusted him, when I praised him, this is several years ago. I lived in another house at the time. The devil, he's a real stinker. He'll come in when you least expect it. He will ambush you. You never see the attack coming. He'll use whatever, whomever, anything and everything that he can to try to thwart your walk with God, to try and throw a stumbling block before you. So I'm in my house, and I'm awakened in the middle of the night to a chirp. I lay there in bed, and a few moments later, chirp. Smoke detector. Didn't change the battery. Middle of the night, it's like 2, 3 in the morning. I get up. I walk into the kitchen, and there was just enough ambient light from the clock on the stove and street lights outside that I didn't turn the lights on. And I drug a chair over, and I opened up the smoke detector and pulled out the battery. And about that time, the enemy came in and just attacked me, and I was just filled with terror. This spirit of fear came over me. And I remember thinking, what is this? And I mean, I'm literally petrified. I'm like, I can't speak. I can't move. And then I realized what it was, that this spirit of fear had taken this opportunity and just pounced on me. And I'm like, Jesus. That's all I could get out. Jesus. But every time I started speaking the name, Jesus, it got a little louder. Jesus. And it got a little louder. Jesus. And pretty soon I was praising him. And that thing left. It was gone. It had to flee in the name of Jesus. It had to flee when I started praising him. In the middle of the night, when I was in my Paul and Silas situation, that thing came in and tried to bind me. But in Jesus' name, it had to flee. When you call upon the name of Jesus, the enemy has to go. When you call upon the name of Jesus and you let your faith arise, the enemy has to go, has to let go. Hallelujah, has to let go. A miracle can happen in this place. When I see problems, I see troubles, I see trials, I see opportunity. No one wants to be a miracle. Everyone wants to see one, but someone has to be one. So, today is your day. There's a miracle in the house. God inhabits the praises of his people. The very rocks will cry out if I don't praise him. That's the key. Praise brings deliverance. Praise will lift you up out of your junk. Praise will lift you up. It not only calls down the presence of God, it not only opens up the heavens. It not only gets God's attention, it lifts you up inside. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy isn't based upon my circumstance. Joy isn't based upon my situation and surroundings. Joy comes from within. Joy is where that sacrifice of praise comes from. When I tap into that joy, you can't steal my joy. You can't steal my joy. Happiness can come, happiness can go. It's based on circumstance and situations, but the joy comes from the Lord. The joy that you get down inside when you're born again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. When you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, when you go down in a watery grave and that all your sins you've ever committed are gone forever. washed. They're under the blood. You take dark sin and you mix it with red blood and you get a white soul. It's awesome. It's awesome. Hallelujah. Jesus. I'm so unworthy of this. We're all so unworthy of this. But he looked down through eternity. He looked down through time and he saw each and every one of us and said, they're worth the price. They're worth every stripe. They're worth every hit. They're worth every nail. They're worth every drop of blood. They're worth it. I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done it probably to save myself. But he did it for me. He did it for you. That's my God. That's my Savior. Hallelujah. And when I tap into the power of praise and I remember what he did for me, it's easy to praise him. Whatever circumstance and situation I find myself in, it's easy to praise him. When I look down and I read about what he bore for me to cover each and every sin, hallelujah, mercy reached down for me. Mercy reached down. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God made this, but he didn't die for it. He didn't bleed for it. It's just a rock. But it will take my place if I don't do my job. If I don't honor him. If I don't do my part, this is going to take my place. I refuse to let it take my place. It's just a rock. He made it, and it's just a rock. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that he was willing to pay that price for me. I'm going to ask the musicians to come back. This is really short, and it's really just to the point. The power of praise. If we can tap into this, the power of praise, it's the key. It helps me glorify God in everything that I do. It helps me be a witness. It helps me. See, I'm at work, and I don't even know when people are watching me. One of the ladies told me that she came upstairs and slipped in one of my rooms when I was stripping some floor wax. I got this thing going, this machine going. And she came up, and I'm thinking, was I singing? Was I whistling? Was I talking to myself? Because I'm always doing something like that. But most of the time, I'm singing. Most of the time, I'm whistling. There's been many times I'm up there working, and tears are just running down my face because it's just me and him. And I realize what he's done for me. You see, when you get the grasp of the price he paid, the stripes he bore, the pain he suffered, it's easy to praise him. It really is. And it will change everything. It will change everything in the midst of your trouble. Whether you've got a loved one on their sickbed, on their deathbed, you can praise him. When you lose a loved one, you can praise him. When somebody breaks in your house and steals everything you have, you know what? I try to keep this in mind. I really don't own anything. It all belongs to him. It's all just on loan. It's here. It was here when I got here. It's going to be here when I'm gone. I didn't bring it into the world, and I can't take it with me. It's just stuff. It's just stuff. And there may be a time before the Lord comes back. All that stuff is gone. And it's just going to be me and him. I might be living under a bridge somewhere. House is gone. Car is gone. Job is gone. It's just stuff. But if I continue to praise him, because even though this stuff may all be gone, he won't be. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. Visited me there because he's always there. up to me to get into that flow, that like a jet when it flies up, it wants to get to that jet stream so it can cruise. And we talk about God really moved, or we want God to move in this place. Well, God's always moving, but it's up to us to find that vein, to find that flow, find where he's at. Is he moving here? Is he moving here? Is he moving here? He's always moving. But when we tap into it, it's an awesome thing. You know, and he's moving. He's moving all the time. He's moving through this place right now. When we pray in this place before service, we're ushering in his presence. We're praising him. We're glorifying him. We're magnifying him. We're preparing the place that he would be pleased to dwell in, because he inhabits the praises of his people. You want to call in God? You want him to show up in your situation? You praise him. You reach down deep and you praise him. That's the power of praise. You ushering him in. Please stand. Hallelujah. Like I said, you don't have to wait for an altar call. You can praise him in your seat, but because he's flowing throughout this entire place. But you want to tap into something, you start praising him. You need a miracle in your life, you start praising him. You want situations to change in your job, you praise him. You want situations to change in your health, you praise him. You want situations to change in your family, your finances, you praise him. Praise him before the victory. Praise him before it's come in. You praise him for it, but praise him before it, and it'll show up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is your service. God's here. Tap into it.